Not to be outdone, the crew of the other logboat took up the shanty and began paddling harder. Soon it had developed into a full-blooded race. The two boats fairly skimmed over the waters, paddles flashing and bow waves throwing up spray. For all his girth and weight, Tubgut was a powerful creature. He dug his paddle long and deep, laughing aloud at Pickle's unorthodox but effective methods. The young hare was like some crazy jack-in-the-box, ears flopping either side as he bobbed up and down, grunting hard at each paddle stroke and improvising his own shanty.
Oh, I'm a salamander strong lad, and by my reckoning that's not bad. Scoff, chap, scoff. Now listen, shipmates, while I say I'd rather scoff than paddle all day. Oh, scoff, ye villain, scoff. I don't think that I'd feel so sore with an apple put in each paw. Scoff, chap, scoff. So set me down on good dry earth, I'll eat and snooze for all I'm worth. Oh, scoff, ye villain, scoff.
On through the afternoon, the two logboats raced, sometimes neck and neck, but mainly with Mara's boat in the lead, owing to the formidable strength and staying power of the Badger Maid and her friends. Because of the speed they were travelling, the pressure on the hull of the damaged vessel was causing water to leak in ever faster. Logalog and the bailing party had their paws full, trying to cope with the flow, but caught up in the spirit of the race, they battled on. Toward evening, the island was beginning to loom large. Rearing up out of the surrounding deeps, it was a high, rocky outcrop, fringed on top by foliage, bushes, and overhanging trees. The red sky of eventide silhouetted it eerily. Still fearful of Deep Coiler's reappearance, the Gowsum paddled on with their last reserves of strength, anxious to be ashore. Logalog's boat had settled low in the water. Pickle urged the crew on with false cheerfulness.
I say, you shameful shrews, wallop those pedals a bit faster. That's the ticket. Keep going, chaps. Think of all that lovely land to wiggle your paws on.
The lake was close to lapping over the boat's sides as they nosed into a rocky inlet. Logalog jumped ashore and leapt onto a broad, shelf-like ledge.
All ashore, Gowsum. Nordor, loop a line over the stern. Rungle, get one round the bows. We'll haul her up here and see if we can make the old tub ship-shape again.
It was dark by the time they'd heaved the damaged logboat up onto the ledge. Both crews sprawled about on the flat rock, resting after the day's labours. A small fire was built, and food was shared out. Mara and Pickle squatted around the fire with Logalog and Nordo. They ate shrew bread, yellow cheese and nuts, and drank their portion of the remaining shrew beer. The Gowsum leader settled his back against the cliff, which reared up behind him.
Well, we finally made it. In the morning, I'll search out some pine resin, wood and clay to repair the boat. Nordo, you'll take a crew and forage for supplies. Don't stray too far, though. Stay within hailing distance of here. Mara, my friend, I don't need to tell you what you and Pickle have to do.
The young hare spoke around a mouthful of cheese and nuts.
Spot on, old lad. We've got to go and have a chinwag with the belly ghost, I suppose. Honestly, the things a chap has to do. I don't know which is worse, actually, getting scoffed by old Deep Thingy or being frightened to death by a spooky spirit.
Mara emptied her beaker and lay back yawning.
No need to worry about that until morning, my old Pickle. Get some sleep while you can.
Tubgut came over and lay curled up close to Mara's footpaws, like a faithful pet dog.
Where you go, I will too. I'll be there to watch your back tomorrow. You can rely on me.
The camp fell still as the fire dwindled to dying embers. The only sound was that of weary shrews snoring. A myriad host of twinkling stars surrounded the waning moon in the night sky, reflecting into the broad, still waters beneath. The peace that summer darkness brings fell over the slumbering earth. It was some time shortly after midnight that every beast on the ledge was dragged into wakefulness by a long, echoing howl which boomed about cliff and lake like some sepulchral knell. Pickle's ears stood up like two pikestaffs. He leapt across to Mara and grabbed tight hold of her paws.
Hell, teeth and dark gates! What was that?